Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is now Wednesday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time. And we've got some subjects coming up in a short time over the next couple weeks where we'll be discussing various things that the church is part of and the church is involved. And one of the things I've been working on is an understanding of the church teaching on unions. And so we're going to have an interview later on, maybe even two, from a few union leaders to talk about unions and everything else. You may or may not know that the church supports unions, but obviously supporting unions within the context of what they are there for and to make sure that labor is humanized. And so that's important also within the spiritual development. So we'll be talking about that. And a lot of people may not realize that the church is pro-union or may not understand it. It's an interesting thing. I leave my radio on overnight and it just helps me to go to sleep. And actually, I have one of our smart speakers whose name I will not mention because if I do, the speaker will come on. But you've heard me use the smart speaker before. But one of the things I do, and so because it's easier for me than to change stations on a radio, which I also have, obviously I'm into radio. And you could tell that not by what I just told you, it's just I'm on the radio. Well, one of the things I'll do is I'll just say, name of smart speaker, play the Dennis Prager Show. And if you know anything, Dennis Prager, I've talked to you about him before. Some stuff he does that I really like. Some stuff he does that I don't. Some stuff I agree with a lot. Some stuff I don't agree with a lot. And that should be along with anybody else. You do, even maybe your favorite speaker, your favorite columnist, you're going to find things that you like and you don't like. And that is just the reality. Well, I do know that one thing that we strongly disagree with is the Pope. Dennis Prager doesn't necessarily agree with some of the stances of our Pope. And I'm not going to go too much into what he was saying because I was in and out of sleep. So I may have dreamt the whole thing and then actually I would be completely wrong. But in any case, he has talked in the past about the Pope and he does consider him somewhat of a leftist. I do know that. However, you have to remember, our Pope comes from South America. And South America has a whole different focus on how people live their faith than you will see in Europe and also the United States. So it has a different focus. And I remember calling the editor of the Quincy Sun after the Pope was elected and basically said, you're going to find that this Pope is going to be very different. And not because I knew him, because I didn't, but because I knew he came from South America. So there'd be a totally different focus. Well, one of the things that the Pope has done is he's called for a synod. And what a synod is basically people coming together and discuss the issues or the doctrine or whatever in the church. And one of the most famous synods was, of course, Vatican II. That was a council, but you could also call it a synod, where bishops from all over the country, which is what councils do, came together to talk about the future of the church and changes, not in doctrine, but in how, we live our faith for the current times. And that's always been a controversy because there are some people that have rejected the changes of Vatican II and other people who have embraced it. And part of the reason why they haven't liked some of the changes of Vatican II, which happened in 1967, is it takes about 50 years for the effects of a council to start working them way down to a stability. And so the first several decades after Vatican II, everything was kind of strange in a sense in the fact that masses were different. It was in a different language in the vernacular, which is English, not in Latin. The orientation of the altar was turned around and all these things. Well, So that was one of the things, a great story I can use to give an example of just how crazy things were right after the council came out, is I got a phone call in my first parish, and they asked if I would do a private mass down the Cape, by the way, which wouldn't have been possible anyway, because that's a different diocese. Down the Cape wanted me to do a private mass on Christmas Eve, because Lord knows priests have nothing to do on Christmas Eve except for wait for Santa Claus. Lord knows, that's it. So anyway, I said no. And the person says, oh, is the church not doing mass anymore? I said, no, we're not doing private masses in another diocese on Christmas Eve. And, oh, okay. And then the person said, oh, I guess the church is no longer doing beer and pizza masses anymore, which would be a mass where instead of using bread and wine, you would apparently use beer and pizza. And I said, no, we're not doing those anymore. I never even heard of that until she had mentioned it. But it really shows some of the craziness that happened after Vatican II. But now it's about 50 years later. It's getting close to 60. And things are starting to get stable. They're a little bit more still confusing here in the United States because of certain factions here. But in general, it's stabilizing around the world. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony, the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out the website. Check out the archives of the show. You can check out. We're building more stuff over at Substack. You know what I did is you may have heard last week the interview with Father Joe Laramie. Well, now you can hear the interview in its entirety over at CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com, which you can find through CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also find our parish that way. You can find all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we are talking about basically the changes in Vatican II. Well, one of the things that was a powerful change in Vatican II was understanding that the priests and the bishops have their role, but so do the laity. And we're all called to spread the message of the gospel. In this area of the country, very different in other parts of the country, but in this area of the country, there's a strong focus that it's the role of the priests, the bishops, the nuns, and the brothers to spread the gospel. And the image that is always given is it's like the priest or the brother or the nun or the bishop are the bus drivers on a bus, and all the other people are passengers, and we're driving them to heaven. Well, that's completely wrong, and that's a completely thrown out in Vatican II, because all of us have a role. The priests and the bishops and the priests and the bishops have the role sacramentally to encourage the community to grow in the faith and then live the faith and share the faith with others. The brothers and the sisters and nuns are part of the other aspect of this, which is the laity, and all work together. And so the brothers and nuns often and sisters often can play a role as almost a leadership within the, well, a leadership, not almost, a leadership within the lay community to also continue building this. And the structure that's built is actually an upside down pyramid. Now, what does that mean? That means that the higher you go up in the church hierarchy, you're actually going down to the upside down pyramid. So the Pope is at the very pinnacle of the pyramid, which is at the very bottom. And then you have the bishops and the priests. And who is at the top? The laity. And what is the focus there? We're all helping the laity go out into the world and preach the gospel by the way they live their lives. So it's really an important message in that sense. And that was very much a part of Vatican II. Well, part of this is a synod that was done, and the results of the synod, which means all the people in the church from the United States, and they're still taking more results, but they had organized meetings in various dioceses. So the results of those are now available over at the USCCB. And I think what I'll do within the next few days is to put a link to it on CatholicAudioMedia.com. But the and you can probably get them at your own home parish too. The link is there where you can read what was the result of the synod. Think of it this way. Think of it as a meeting of, it was 700,000 participants, 30,000 opportunities, 22,000 reports that were all synthesized so that the results are there. You can find them, and the website, and we'll put it later on CatholicAudioMedia.com, but the website is usccb.org, and then you'll see the connection to National Synthesis. There's also a link directly, uscb.org/synod. So uscb.org/synod, and that'll bring you right to the synod and read it. Read it. I don't care if you're not Catholic. Doesn't mean you can't read it. Read it. See what it says. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.